So many CVS's, so little time.
He said.
Call it to order. Cheeseburger. County Council Executive Committee meeting, Monday, April 27, 2015, 2:30, 8 floor conference room. Present at the table are council members Gilpatrick, Sheldon, Weiner, Pro Tem Hollins, Councilmember Smiley, Cartier, Dillard, and Retta, Chris Bullock, and our recorder today is my aide, Anthony DeFerry. Approval of minutes of April 14th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next, Mr. Danberg, if he would take the seat up front. Primary purpose of us getting together today is to speak with Mr. Danberg and to vote on him as a contractual attorney appointment. Good afternoon and welcome. We all have his resume. The floor is now open for counsel to ask questions or inquire any concerns. Before that, Mr. Danberg, would you like to make an opening statement, please?
I would just like to say that I represent clients. That's what I do. I'm an attorney. I've represented county council previously. I've been involved with the county in just in every way you could possibly imagine over my career. It's a privilege to represent county council. And, I hope I can help you out. My background is I passed the bar in 84 and immediately went into the Attorney General's office and handled child protective services cases. Quickly moved into prosecution and family court and court of common pleas and superior court down in Dover. I was downstate and had the privilege of having Ferris Wharton and Jane Brady at the head of that office. So I learned from some pretty good people. And then I was offered the position as county council attorney, and it was a $9,000 raise, I think, at the time. I had two young kids, so that was kind of a no-brainer. And I came here, and I was with council for several years, and then I moved over into the law department at the end of the Rita Justice Administration, and eventually worked my way up to county attorney under Dennis Greenhouse. I agreed to stay for a transition period for Tom Gordon in his first term. And I stayed about 3 months, and then I left and went to Conway Grove Lodge and Huts. I was there for 13 years, some of it representing the county on various things, some of it representing DelDOT. Got pulled into the black hole of patent litigation, representing Pfizer and defending the patents on Lipitor. And I came back to the county with Chris Coons as the county executive. Took a position in the law department, thought I would be able to stay 10 years and best the pension. That was about 3 months before Christine O'Donnell won the primary, and all the dominoes started to fall. So that's my background, and I am I'm not a politician. I am a lawyer. I give legal advice, and my clients make the decisions. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I am going to tell you now that I would be in favor of hiring Ed Danberg. I think that we take away any learning curve. He's been in here. He knows county law. And I think that we too many times get into something where the learning curve is very steep, and on a part-time basis, I don't know that that's something that would work. So I will be voting for his appointment.
Thank Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Cartier.
Yeah, I think, given the experience, extensive legal experience dealing with matters regarding county government, I think you provide a great service to members of county council, and I look forward to voting in favor of his appointment as our part-time contractual attorney.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier. Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Weiner.
Yes, although I don't really know Mr. Danberg personally, I have had the pleasure of sitting at pension board meetings and other meetings when he was with the county representing them. I'm not going to go to his legal expertise. I'm not qualified for that. But what I do think I am qualified for in being in those meetings, listening to him speak, listening to him at follow-up meetings on issues that were raised, is the fact that he uses the law, bases his decisions on the law, and not on what you or someone else wants to hear. So I think as a continuity of reputable reputation, following with what Ms. Doolin does, as much as it drives me crazy sometimes, Mr. Danberg is the one. You know, I think he more than fits the bill. But I also say I'm a little confused by this meeting because I don't recall voting on the attorney to do the handbook or anything else. We left it in the hands of the clerk of council and council to council. Be that as it may, again, as Councilwoman Chabadrick said, Mr. Danberg can hit the ground running, and given everything that we have going on and coming at us, that's what we need.
I wanted to have this meeting so the council could speak and raise any questions or concerns in an open and transparent way. That's why we are having this meeting. Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. Procedurally, it's my observation that we're here considering the contractual attorney appointment, item number 3 on the agenda, because council voted to approve 20 hours a month.
20,000.
20,000.
20,000
dollars total in the fiscal year. Currently, that, you know, that matter can be amount can be adjusted. So I just wanted to put it on the record to make sure that I'm clear and others is that we have authorized a position of contractual attorney for our council to council. corrected 20,000. Did we specify how that amount could be used on a weekly or a monthly basis in terms of hours? I'm looking at Betsy Gardner.
We did not limit the hours because there could be projects that would require more time. A contractual agreement is different from like a part-time, a regular part-time position where you are limited to 25 hours a week. That's not limited here.
Very good. So now that helps me to sort of clarify it in my mind that what we've done is because of the influx of particular labor-intensive projects such as FOIAs, we've enabled our council-to-council to retain additional assistance, an attorney, and now we have before us M. Edward Danberg for us to approve him particularly as the person who our council-to-council would use.
Correct.
Okay. So now as far as Mr. Danberg's qualifications, I know Mr. Danberg personally. I worked with him both as the zoning chairman of CCOBH too many years ago, and also I worked with him as a much younger councilman, at which time Penrose Hollins and I were serving on council. And I found him then to be eminently qualified and ethical, and I would have no hesitation supporting him or voting in the affirmative.
Thank you, Councilmember.
Thank you.
Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've known Ed Danberg, as Bob has said, for a number of years, have had the pleasure to work with him and find him to be an attorney, not a politician. I pretty much sanction almost everything that Councilman Sinala has said. He pretty much said everything that I kind of had in mind to say, and I won't repeat it, but Councilman Smiley also asked the question, why are we having this meeting? And I think the president was very diplomatic in his response. But let me just say to council on that particular singular issue that the president has certain responsibilities along with the president pro tem. There's not always an opportunity to bring council together as council because of FOIA rules, et cetera. A lot of legal things that we have to deal with, going back to even Varley Mill, this council said that the president and pro tem have extra responsibilities to do that on council's behalf. No votes were ever taken, no decisions were ever made. Similar to what happened back to Councilman Smiley's point, when we brought in the legal expert relating to labor relations, that was handled through the clerk's office. We didn't come back to council to have another vote. However, when the attorney came in, the president and I were accused in this room of having a private meeting. Mm-hmm. Wholly unfair, wholly untrue, but nobody on council said anything. Another council member accused us of having a private meeting. In the capacity that we have to function and responsibilities, it's our role and our responsibilities from time to time to have these meetings, to bring the information to council. We don't make the decisions, we bring it to council. So I say that to say that meetings like this become necessary because of what happens in this room and when we're all silent when it happens. So in order to protect our integrity, it becomes necessary to go through these extra steps. So I would just encourage council, when these kind of breaches are happening, to speak up and let council members know that we all have our roles and we all have certain responsibilities. And it's not left to just the president and or the president pro tem to be defensive when we're being attacked for doing our jobs. So it becomes necessary to go through all these extra steps because of what happens in this room. So I just want to say that because Councilman Smiley raised a legitimate question, the council president was very diplomatic in his response, but there are certain realities that go on here that we all need to be addressing. I'm sorry, Ed, but
I had changed your mind.
He's defining his job.
Councilmember Dillon.
I'd like to make a motion to offer Mr. Danberg the contractual position.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The ayes have it. Any against?
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Danberg, for your time. We look forward to working with you.
Are you on the clock now?
No, tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to be tomorrow, but for everybody's information, I work across the hall, the city wage tax division, wage tax division, 3 days a week.
I've been worried about that when you just said across the hall.
directly across.
Through June 30th. So I'm available and we'll be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays through June 30th. After that, we'll see what happens.
In the meanwhile, he's working on a city wage tax exemption while he's over there.
Go for it.
Anything else? Anything under other? Public comment. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming in early.